Is the Black Joy mixtape going to talk about the royal family?
What, the Carters?
Right. You mean the church family, the Greenleafs, or
King Beyonce?
Blue Ivy, the first black princess? What y'all mean?
We're talking about BAPS. Are we talking about Brandy?
Right. Okay. The very first black princess. Anyway, the best fictional story on TV we have seen yet to date, because they didn't explain nobody's nationality on that motherfucker.
Princess Blue Ivy and Sir, and they have some royal names.
Right. And I'm just
the royal children.
Right. And I get it. I do get it. Like, be excited. However, since when has interracial relationships saved us from any goddamn thing?
Not only that, but is it really an interracial relationship when a person don't identify as black?
Listen, that is that family, and that is none of my business.
I thought it wasn't none of my business because, you know, we don't live over there.
When Aaliyah died, I stopped tracking princesses. You know what I mean? Like, that was it for me.
I mean,
I'm like, my queen is gone. My princess is gone.
We got all types of royalty. Like, did y'all not see the runner-up to the Miss Universe pageant with that afro?
And there's a whole fucking dynasty of kings and queens. For real, for real. Like, not just, like, because a Hotep nigga said, look, queen. Like, real-ass queens and kings on our continent. So
I'm just saying, when that wedding happened with the other sibling whose name I don't know, I'm like, I've been to a Nigerian wedding, and listen, it was way better than
those
that.
Those are the fucking princesses, my
those
nigga.
Are fabrics.
That used to be a big goal of mine, is to, one, attend a Nigerian wedding, and then, secondly, to star in one. Are you kidding me?
Honestly, truly.
All the outfits, like, it's like the Capulets and the motherfucking...
Do you understand? And there's wardrobe changes, like, right. The whole, but not just the bride and groom change.
Like the whole shit.
And then they got the nerve to just be throwing money while dancing at one point. Like,
this team has a color. This team has a color. I mean, like, it's amazing.
The
honestly.
Food is royal.
Nine just stand up.
Please, now.
They just open the doors. They don't even send invites for real. It's just like, did you hear that there's a wedding? And niggas show up in their best. They know what side to stand on. They know what dance moves to do. It's awesome.
Like,
I'd rather watch that any day.
Any day.
All right.
Nollywood films, like, also royal. They don't feature no cars in the background less than, like, an Audi. Like,
have y'all read any of Chimamanda's books? Like, it's always some fucking royalty in that motherfucker. I don't know. But God bless.
Y'all.
I'm not
have
too woke
fun.
To enjoy the...
I'm just
the
saying,
potential.
The only black princesses I acknowledge.
Y'all don't know y'all's history. I hate when I gotta be that nigga. I really do hate it. Like, I hate when I have to be that person who's like,
But also, it's fun.
It is fun. It is fun.
Because we just need to teach y'all to love yourselves a little bit more.
Right.
And these white people a little less.
Just the moral of the story is white people are not the standard. Like, that's it. And let's celebrate the first woman of color that they will allow in that motherfucker. All right.
Just because the queen is 1 foot in a grave.
In the grave. And because they feel bad for him because he had a hard upbringing after his mama died.
Because he will never be king.
Never. They're like, you can marry whoever the fuck you want, honestly. We already got Kate and Pippa, whoever the fuck, I don't care. This is Amber J. Phillips, the High Priestess of Black Joy.
Yeah. And this is Jazz, the King of the South.
And you are listening to the Black Joy Mixtape.
Hey, what it do?
Ow.
I love recording, I love foreplay. I like to watch you eat my pussy back in 4K. Let you hit it from the back in the foyer. Drinks got you amped, the champ, like Noah. great. You deserve a belt and a title. Feel like American Idol. How I be hitting notes and never trip, cause I don't pitch a post on applications. Don't mean we ain't dating. I just don't like giving nosy bitches information, cause to them, I'm
so
a
goddamn rude. I love it.
Yeah, gotta be. So, Amber, before we get into this show, yes, we gotta remind people.
Oh, yes.
To make sure that they rate,
like,
and subscribe
to the Black Joy mixtape on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. But specifically on iTunes, my niggas.
And by all means, share this shit with three of your closest friends, family, and or acquaintances. And remember to host podcast subscription tutorials at all family gatherings
all
this
them.
Holiday season. Yes.
And if you happen to have a connect over at Good Morning America, Def Comedy Jam, or any other place where nasty niggas are being fired, tell them as well.
We got an idea for a show.
We got several ideas for a show. Follow the hashtag BlackJoyMixtape across social media platforms as well.
By all means, also use the hashtag BlackJoyMixtape.
That part.
Do not forget that Black Joy Mixtape also has a line of apparel for you all.
We do. A line of streetwear.
Yes.
Think ahead. Think ahead.
Honestly, truly.
Right, trying to get these Nike deals. Adidas. This... There you go. Reebok. Reebok is coming back, bitch.
Who they did? Are.
Okay.
Visit theblackjoymixtape.com/shop so that you can get your Black Joy Ally apparel as well as your Petty Black Feminist apparel.
Recently featured in the gift giving guide on Bitch Media.
Just remember that those coffee mugs make great stocking stuffers. Also, if you would like to promo any of your products, whether it's weave, whether you're selling flat tummy tees,
bonnets,
whatever, makeup, glittery ass eyeshadow,
grinders,
by all means, hit up theblackjoymixtape@gmail.com. Now let's get into the show, Amber.
We are so dumb. We are really dumb.
It's and going serious. Up and down.
We're dead ass serious. What you mean? I'm telling you, after that, we got to focus. We got to stay on message.
Look,
you know?
2018 goes 50,000 downloads per episode.
Listen, that's the goal. Anywho, how was your Thanksgiving, Jasmine?
Well, I survived, clearly. Another one. You yes. know, the older I get, the more I realize that I am the fabulous... Mm-hmm. Cousin slash auntie.
Just a good time.
Who, you know, people don't know what I do. They don't know who I'm fucking. Just
they
really
don't
confused.
Know. Right.
But they just know I look great.
Mm-hmm.
They look like I haven't seen a stress of a nigga in a
I
long
follow
time.
You on Facebook. Not you're a, doing well.
You ain't got not a single line in your face. You sure you turned 30? I'm like...
That's what happens when you give up anti-blackness.
You know? And start drinking water.
That bubbly shit you be drinking.
Stop drinking. Stop eating red meat for every meal. And you know.
Listen.
Things will change.
Things will just shift around for you.
No stigma, no shame. I'm just saying, you mm-hmm. too.
That's just so silly.
How was your Thanksgiving, Amber?
How was my Thanksgiving? Well, it was great. Mm-hmm. It was hard. Mm-hmm. I survived as well. But, you know, anytime I get to spend time with my niece Hannah, I am just blessed. Like, she's amazing. She's like the sweetest human being on planet Earth. And I got my sister, for Columbus, who's listening to this. My sister is a 614 makeup artist, so we did makeup. Mm-hmm. We had just a good time, and, you know, I did what I had to do there, and I came home.
While we're in the promo and mood, what is this 614 makeup artist IG name?
Columbus, if you want your face beat, if you want a glamour shot by Allison, just follow her at Allison R. Phillips, 2 L's, like my name. You know, check her out. She's just thriving and surviving out here, beating faces, teaching lessons about how you too can be a bad bitch. You know, I personally think when I think about what my sister is doing, like it would be nice to just pay somebody to beat your face before a Jay-Z concert, you know?
You know.
Escape coming to town, go see Allison. You got a birthday dinner coming up, go see Allison.
Fashion show appearance.
Fashion show appearance, Allison. Or, you know,
a Thanksgiving dinner.
A Thanksgiving dinner and you want to shut these hoes down, go see Allison. You pay for your nails done, you might as well go get your face beat if you're going to go see your nigga this evening. That's all I'm saying. The new Avenger movie come out, get your face beat. Lashes included, my nigga. Like, it's amazing.
Going great to an NBA game. Just whatever. Whatever that black people are going to go thrive in. And we accidentally said Thanksgiving. You know, we're going to call it something, you know, Indigenous People's Resistance Day.
Black people gather with biological black people day.
black people get together and eat.
Right. That's why I kept signing off my email like, happy spend time with your family weekend, guys. Like, I'm not going to turn down no deep fried turkey. Like, that's not going to happen.
Because when freedom come, you know, we still going to be eating a lot of this stuff. Yeah. And gathering and being dope. And, you know, getting really dressed up to go to a living room. It's great.
It's so true.
I really showed out on. And I was just going to my mama's kitchen. Like,
I had on whole ass lashes. And a heel. Because also with Thanksgiving dinner, you never know what the move is going to be afterwards.
Exactly.
So you got to be ready for either way.
Because it ebbs and flows. Exactly. You know, you get full, you get a little sleepy, you get a little nap in. And it's like, so what we doing tonight?
So what we finna do? Literally. That's what I did. We went to a hookah bar, bitch. It was great. That was my Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Shout out to Rita B. Homie who is a successful comedian who made her debut on Comedy Central on Kevin Hart's show, Heart of the City. You know, even though Kevin Hart has been on the Cool Colorblind Collective
many a times,
he just recognizing that we are talented and funny as fuck. We sound like butter, mm-hmm. you know, and just featuring comedians, and she was one of them. She went to high school.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So funny, so great.
Let's do this. Like, let's get through it.
Right. Yeah. Per usual.
Per usual. So the part we love to hate and hate to love. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. White people have no self-control. Goddamn. Goddamn.
May.
So where are we starting today, Jasmine?
According to The Hill and prophesied here first on the Black Joy mixtape.
Sure was.
The White House nasty as fuck, y'all.
Y'all wouldn't eat at the White House, bruh. Turns out.
So y'all remember when Amber got on here talking about the White House looked like it stank? Well, The Hill is reporting that the White House maintenance work orders reveal that the building's grounds are plagued with mice, cockroaches, and ants.
My God! Y'all thought the niggas was gonna be that way. Look at you! Look at you! And I'm gonna say, as both of us live in D.C., that ain't even how we roll around here. So, that's they house. They house nasty. Can you imagine going into the White House?
Oh my god!
A roach just walked past my shoe, bitch.
Just flew. They got flying roaches. I'm convinced.
Ooh, is that a mice, bitch? Ooh, my god!
And they got the nerve to not be sending invites to people. Right. To
April Ryan wasn't invited to the Christmas dinner. She don't want to go there. Their house is dirty.
They got cats on the countertops. Mm.
Just cats everywhere.
Just stirring up with their bare nasty hands.
Just slooping the spoon and putting that shit back in there.
NBC.
I miss the days when I was sure it smelled like pink lotion and pressed
hair. High combs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And musk off our president.
And musk off black women. Because black women just smell good.
They do. My mom, oh my God, she smells so good.
Honestly.
All the time.
It's all the time.
A scent of divineness on this woman.
Yes.
Even when she smoked cigarette, it was like a healthy mix of like, I used to always describe my mom's scent as like Virginia Slims, powder pressed fashion fair makeup. And like flowers.
It's just this soft smell.
Yeah.
No matter what.
A little spicy, but soft. Always. Yeah. Always fragrant.
We got varieties of that. But anyway, girl. NBC4 Washington which obtained hundreds of work orders, reports that there have been a number of requests to deal with vermin in the White House.
My God.
Other requests reported cockroach infestations in at least four parts of the White House and a colony of ants living in Chief of Staff John Kelly's office.
John Kelly, nasty! This is the most satisfying headline of 2017, I must say.
Every time I think somebody is going to stumble on this mixtape and just hear us being just obscene, and then, you know, they're going to drop the ill-ass petition to get us off SoundCloud and shut it down. You know, it's like the news gods just open the sky and just give us confirmation that we know what we're talking about.
The White House is nasty, just like the president. Both of y'all fucking nasty. Vermin. Anyway. Ugh, you know it smell like cat piss and just... Ugh, my God. How can we get a White House?
Wet.
You know what would be really fun? If any of you all are listening to this and you currently work in like this a Senate or for Congress, get us a fucking tour of the White House.
No, I'm not.
Yes, we're going. We're going to wear hidden cameras. It's going to be like Dateline where they uncover bed bugs and shit.
That's what I'm feeling like. I feel like they're going to have some in my coat. Like a cockroach is going to throw me on.
You can't bring your bag in with you because you don't want to take home the roaches, you know.
Can I wrap all my stuff in plastic before we go in? Because I don't want none of that coming home with me. I want to go in one of them CDC goddamn outfits. Right. Contain this.
Jasmine, we're so dumb.
Leave the germs.
Can you imagine
there.
The petition to get us off of SoundCloud? Wow. Anyway, next up.
Well, I ain't got much to say here, but y'all family members just came off vacation with them good government jobs, might be off next week on furlough because the government might shut down.
Of course. Every year, this is a threat.
Yeah, you know. That's if Democrats can quit being Republicans by other names and at minimum protect the Dreamers. The current spending budget expires next week, and so conservatives are scrambling to finance their eugenicist-ass agenda, and Democrats are still trying to convince us they are the ones to save us, despite House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi unwilling to say whether or not she will vote for a spending bill if there's no deal for Dreamers. Pelosi said, quote, "I'm not saying what I'm going to vote on any bill until I see it because they keep changing," according to USA Today. So, who knows?
Y'all, the Democrats have no backbone. Like, they are so unprepared to deal with the white supremacy in themselves and others. Like, y'all literally planned a whole march against a rapist, but y'all have yet to comment about Al Franken and asking him to resign. Like, you just can't be trusted. You can't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Y'all were the same ones with them signs that protested. A lot of white folks got out in January during the inauguration.
Yes.
With signs that said, "This pussy grabs back." Using sexual assault to protest against a person who sexually assaults people, who is the leader of this country. But when the folks you voted for,
who you can actually, you're closer to and can hold more accountability for.
Yeah.
Like Al Franken, I have met Al Franken multiple times because I worked in progressive politics. Mm-hmm. But none of those same organizations that also wear the moniker of fighting for women's health and rights have said anything.
Yeah, just deleting them just from the website.
Just like wiping that ass off the website. And like, that's not enough. Plus, I screenshot. What you mean?
Yep.
Anyway, the White House has roaches. Nancy Pelosi is a head ass who won't defend Dreamers.
And
which is what the Democrats have been doing. They're not great on immigration at all. Like, they're actually, they almost have identical talking points to the Republican Party.
Yeah, they are still describing Dreamers as children of people who were brought here illegally by their parents. Like, they are still using the words illegal.
Right.
No, it's undocumented. You can't be illegal.
Right.
We belong here. And we have to, I'm glad we went there, because we have to end these borders, because if we don't end these borders, we cannot end slavery. All right?
Yes.
So, to this end, as you all know, that there has been slave trafficking, or we have seen that Libya actively has a slave auction, right? And now everyone is talking about how we need to end slavery in Libya, which is true. We do need to do that. And we as Americans cannot continue to act like the United States did not catalyze and is complicit and participates in modern slavery right here in the States.
Right here.
According to The Root, in an article called How Obama's Worst Mistake Led to the Libyan Slave Trade, the Libyan slave trade is a direct result of the United States actions under the President Barack Obama. So this is more than just a them problem. Last year, in an interview on Fox News, Obama admitted that the overthrow of the Libyan government was the, quote, worst mistake of his presidency. Libya basically has been in chaos since the 2011 U.S.-led NATO bombing campaign that overthrew Muammar Gaddafi's regime, opening the door for human rights abuses like refugee slavery. While Gaddafi, he was like a non-democratic dictator, he also had human rights abuses, which all the recent presidents of the United States are also human rights abusers.
Yeah.
But he also, Gaddafi, was not a direct threat to the United States and was a staunch advocate for African unity and pan-Africanism. He also spoke out about anti-Black racism in Arab communities. In short, this Libyan open market slave trade did not exist under Gaddafi and likely would not have, given his political might and advocacy of Black and African liberation.
Damn.
So.
See, that anti-Blackness will sneak up on that ass.
It sure will. And also, we have to hold our government accountable in its role in creating this system. And there's also other nations involved. Like, for instance, Israel is not allowing these refugees to come into their country. They are actively turning people away and giving people like money to go somewhere else, for instance. So in this article on The Root, it explains like a lot of their process. A lot of these people, these refugees, end up with these slaveholders or these folks who claim that they can help them get to safety, but then they end up being sold off instead. And so we should be emailing the United Nations, but we can't stop it demanding the fall of the Libyan slave trade, but the end of all global slavery in all forms. When you share the story of Centoya Brown, for instance, that viral story of the young woman of color serving life in prison for defending herself and trying to escape the clutches of nasty old men, we are talking about slavery. Human trafficking is the legacy of enslaved Black and brown women who were sold just to be raped and breeded by slave owners. When we're talking about incarcerated prisoners in California fighting wildfires in California for 25 cents a day, that's slavery.
I'm preaching here.
Our entire prison industrial complex is carrying on the legacy of slavery, which is the basis of the global capitalist economy. So, of course, the institution of slavery has not ended, because the entire system created on the backs of enslaved Black people is still thriving. The institutions that were created to protect slave owners, investments in slavery, like banks, insurance companies, and the police, are still exploiting all of us today. So yes, auction blocks are happening all the time, not just in Libya, but in U.S. courtrooms, in seedy motels, in places like Nashville, etc.
Are we clear?
Are we clear?
All right.
Okay. So, end all slavery.
End all that shit. Lots of, I didn't realize how much of our goods are made from slave labor until mm-hmm. I watched 13th. Like, there's a reason why Ava DuVernay is keeps describing it as a loophole to the 13th Amendment. You know, I'm always excited when people find something to advocate for, but it is on the responsibility, and this is why I mean, like, the nonprofit industrial complex just isn't doing its work. It's on us to lead people to what is that global response? What is the action plan for actually taking these stories and throwing them into a bigger context of the different issues that we're working on? But unfortunately, lots of our organizations or advocacy organizations are only about keeping their doors open mm-hmm. instead of actually getting to an end of lots of the social issues that they were created to fight.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to hold these people who are writing your checks accountable. Hello? Who are participating in this system. It's okay. As long as we organize communities all the time. Jay-Z has a line. I know there are bigger issues in the world I know, but I first have to take care of the world I know. And if your foundation that you are getting a check from, you know, has profited from a company that participates in this exploitive economy, it's okay to organize other folks who are getting this money so that they can at least stop.
Right.
And or give y'all more.
Right.
Because these give are you pennies more to on fight. Their dollar.
These little ass grants, baby. Thank you for laying that out, Jasmine.
No problem.
Awesome. You know, white people continue to lose self-control. Mm-hmm. We might make a coffee cup for that. That would be great.
Ooh, can we please?
Yes. Let's great. Go ahead and get y'all that
would
out
drink.
There.
Y'all would drink out of that.
I would drink real. The fuck out of that.
I really want to see y'all drink that at work.
Yeah, just a coffee cup. white people have no self-control. Just so they show up to the meet and turn your shit around.
Every time Becky starts acting up at the staff meeting, you could just sip out of that coffee mug. Ooh,
my God. Huh? Oh, me? Oh, I'm next on the agenda? Okay, great. Yo. All right, now back to us. Move over.
Every time somebody's like, there's a cat hair in the
in the White House
casserole at the holiday party. You should sip out of that mug.
Oh my God, I'm so glad.
And not
glad.
Eat any of that food.
Right. So glad I brought my own cup. Ugh. Y'all are so nasty. How racist. We bring a whole new level to this shit. Like, when we talk about, like, if you gonna say some racist shit to us, be prepared. Because that way just allow me to take off my gloves.
And I just want to say to all y'all that's like, I can't make these blanket statements about white people because I got some really good white friends. Look, all right, whenever a nigga makes a joke about black people never being on time, if your ass don't chime in and say, I have plenty of black friends who are on time, right. Then
so be it.
So,
and you need some better white friends, honestly. My white friends allow me to be me.
Right. My white friends know what's up.
Right.
My white friends are self-deprecating.
Right. And supportive.
Right.
I love the white people in my life. There's only two, but they mine. Okay?
They've been vetted and approved.
Approved. Lots of y'all need to vet. If you just try it. Just try it and see if they can stick around. If they say, yeah, I know.
If your white friends don't say Black Lives Matter, period. Just like don't say, but all of us matter. Like at the end of it, that is not your friend.
That's not your fucking friend. They barely want you alive. They certainly don't want your ghetto ass family members to be out here thriving.
Your white friends should be actively goddamn beefing with their family members, yes. But they still go to the family dinner just to fuck with goddamn meemaw.
Right.
Just to bring up abortion. That's the only reason why,
like,
they came.
Your white friends need to be the type of people that go into white environments and everybody's like, can't say anything today. Rebecca's here.
Your white friends should not have dreadlocks.
No, definitely not. Your white friends, that if they did have dreadlocks, they now see the wrong in them and roast their damn self.
And cut them off.
I said used to. You know, everybody did some dumb shit in college.
Your white friend should be able to take you to the ill-ass soul food goddamn buffet and pay for it.
Yes.
Because that's their way of creating reparations and tell you once again that they sorry for their cousins who own slaves.
Why is one of the bonding principles of me, Jen, and Abby is going to, like, buffets and eating? Like... I love them so much.
Hashtag your white friends.
Hashtag your white friends. Hashtag your white friends. When you come to visit them, they know where the ill ass beauty supply store is.
Hashtag your white friends.
Hashtag your white friends. When you come stay at their house, they already have a washcloth and coconut oil yes! ready. What's up? What's up? Them the real ones.
Oh yeah, we definitely use washcloths in my home.
Hashtag your white friends. Tell us about your white friends. And if some of you can't even touch this hashtag, you got some badass white friends and you know it. You know you got some trash ass white friends who you let cuss your ass out when they drunk. Fuck all that.
Get some better ones.
Get some better white friends. It's possible.
Or the white friends that act different when they other white friends come around. You don't even recognize them no more.
Who the fuck is you?
What is this country music? We always listening to goddamn Childish Gambino when we together. What's this? White friends should be solidly firm in a whiteness and a wrongness, yes. all at the same time. Yes. And they should refer to themselves as part of the white community.
Yep.
And dismantling it.
Yep.
You know, it's lit.
It's lit. Y'all need some Midwestern white friends.
And if you qualify as a good white friend, by all means, go to the blackjoymixtape.com/shop and get you a Black Joy Ally shirt / coffee mug and sip on that during the staff meeting along with one of your black friends sipping on they white people have no self-control. You can also get that mug when it come out because I want to see that.
Bruh, that's about to be the ill-ass viral picture. I know it. Anyway, Black Women to Gods, welcome. Hi, God.
Hey.
So, let's start here. This gave me so much joy this week. Angelica Nwandu, creator and owner of The Shade Room, honeys, co-wrote a film called Night Comes On that was recently accepted into the 2018 Sundance Film Festival. Yes, the creator of The Shade Room has a movie that will be premiered in the Sundance Film Festival.
So y'all mean to tell me all y'all folks have got everything to say around bloggers? The creator of the most innovative blog in recent history. Use The Shade Room as a step up.
A step up to hold to down the some
real
milk.
Dream.
Boom. Boom.
What is black women out here doing, baby? Just,
but you know, if you listen to any interview she does, she's like, I know how to write. That's what I do. So I figure I could just write some ill ass posts on Instagram about the shit that I also like, which is black celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
Innovator. So Angelica posted on The Shade Room that this film is special to me because the main character, Angel, is an aged out foster youth on a journey to avenge her mother's death. This movie highlights two strong characters and the plight / trauma that many foster youth face. Because she is also a product of the foster care system because she also lost her mother. Mm. So, like, I'm just amazed that Angelica is a writer who started The Shade Room after being fired from her accounting job while working on this movie in some kind of Sundance Institute, right? Mm-hmm. So Angelica, like black women across the globe, continues to prove that only you know your full potential. Don't allow anybody to tell you shit about what your path is.
Ashe. And also, get smart with these small pots of money when people are trying to underpay you to do some shit for X amount of months. Angelica got, I don't know what the amount was, but it was little.
It was like $4,000.
But she started doing the math and she was like, girl, Okay, but I'm gonna give myself this amount of time to launch the Shade Room with this money. Right.
So the Shade Room was essentially Angelica's side survival side project that she grew into a very lucrative business while still chasing her full her real goal, which is to get this movie made, bitch.
Black women the gods.
Black women the motherfucking gods, y'all.
Y'all. It's time to work smarter, not harder.
It is.
If I literally during Thanksgiving was talking to my mama without giving y'all full context of this story, but I told my mama during this break, girl, if you looking for me to tell you to work harder, you got another thing coming. No.
You have done enough.
Your jobs are just practice for the diligence. For the investment in yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, to my employer, I am dedicated as fuck to you. But yes. To the listeners of the Black Joint Mixtape.
Jasmine works very hard at her full-time job.
I sure do.
Okay.
The hardest.
The hardest worker you know. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't be using our fucking side project that we're growing into a lucrative business against us, you hoes.
I don't want to hear nothing about this in my 90-day review. Because that's not fair. Don't be using this as the foundation for being mad because I forgot to staple something.
Right.
Okay.
Going into another Black woman who shouldn't have to work so hard because she too has done enough and has experienced trauma. We go over to Diamond Reynolds, who is a mother and the girlfriend of the late Philando Castile, reached a $800,000 settlement this week. The settlement resolves all civil litigation stemming from the incidents on July 6, 2016, and opens the door to continued healing within our community.
Yeah, so we know this $800,000 ain't nearly enough.
Never.
And Black people should not have to suffer the death of their loved ones to come into wealth.
Right. And unfortunately, until we actually fix our unjust slavery system, its impact on Black people in our communities, a big piece of our restorative justice practice will look like payouts like this that allow victims to be able to heal from what they went through.
Yep.
And I don't think she should have to work another day in her fucking life.
Yep, that's why this payout need to be bigger.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, shout out to Diamond, who is just... has proven to be unfairly strong this entire process. The fact that she witnessed the murder of her partner and the father of her child and then was arrested after the cops are the ones who murder him is just with her baby.
Yeah, and the baby had to comfort her.
Yeah, that's inhumane as fuck.
It really is. That sounds like human rights violation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely a human rights violation. I'm wondering when people are actually going to like see what's happening still to Black people in this country. It's not separate from how we were treated during enslavement. It's not separate from how we were treated during Jim Crow. We are still living in constant fucking fear. Mm-hmm. I was listening to something today that still talks about this. You must work twice as hard and be twice as good. Fuck all that. If I don't bust another fucking grape, I still deserve a life of abundance.
Yep.
Black people have been through way too much.
Paid in full.
Amen.
All right. So Kiki Palmer, who is out here.
I love her little dance video. She dances like a 5-year-old who you were like, do that dance. When did you learn that on YouTube? Do that dance. Yeah. I love Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, we totally have given Kiki Palmer Black Woman of Gods before, but she just keeps showing up. Yeah. So the battle to
on message.
On message like
she's like, I'm shook. Yes, bitch. You should be shook.
The battle to maintain net neutrality continues, and Kiki Palmer has taken the charge to let y'all know that you can potentially stop these predatory lawmakers from interfering with your ability to access the Black Joy Mixtape, goddamn.
Okay.
Net neutrality is the basic principle that prohibits internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon from speeding up, slowing down, or blocking any content, applications, or websites, and controlling what we see and do online. Because Facebook and them algorithms that be doing the most by showing me everything in my cart on Amazon on their listen, right tab listen. Is enough.
It's enough. So I did take advantage of that Fashion Nova Cyber Monday situation.
Exactly. And I have taken advantage of many of a cute pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. And but whatever, that is enough. You know, when IG decided to put the timeline out of order and all that other stuff, like, that's all we need. Because yes. when these folks start, like, these companies have no interest in letting y'all know that the Black Joy mixtape is thebomb.com.
Mm-hmm. And this is a reminder to like, rate, and subscribe to the Black Joy mixtape on iTunes.
So even more context, in 2015, millions of us pressured the Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC, to adopt historic net neutrality rules that keep the internet free and open, allowing us to share and access information of our choosing without interference. But right now, that win is in jeopardy because non-Trump selection for the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, wants to destroy net neutrality. In May, the FCC voted to let Pai's internet killing plan move forward. By the end of the summer, the agency was flooded with more than 20 million comments, and the vast majority of people commenting urged the FCC to preserve the existing net neutrality rules, but they're still looking to end net neutrality December 14th. So there's time, y'all. Kiki Palmer done told y'all. Mm-hmm. Visit www.battleforetheinternet.com.
Yes.
To sign the petition.
And this segment was brought to you by Net Neutrality, bitch. And Black women.
Ashe.
Well, Jasmine.
Don't you want your ad there? You do.
You do.
Especially if you're a Black woman with a godly business.
Hello? And in 2018, I'm telling you. Also, shout out to the people who sent us their intern applications. We are looking. We are preparing our hearts and minds to meet y'all. Keep sending them in. We're going to take some time in January to really just finesse and organize.
Yeah, more on that later. And if you are a graphic designer,
yes,
who is in school, ooh, learning you some InDesign, learning you some Photoshop, you know, and you want to test your skills here on the Black Joy mixtape,
Usher,
who has already been featured on the Saint Huron, we'll let y'all know how much the Black Joy mixtape actually makes. So before y'all tell us, oh, you trying to get free labor, exploit labor, da, 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 like,
no.
This is a labor of love right now. But if you partner with us now,
listen, more is on the way. Abundance, growth, and we want to take y'all with us. This is a community project, like, and we just need some motherfucking help.
And we love a ill-ass narrative around, you know, Black people coming up together. So yes, why not?
Absolutely. How do y'all think hip hop got started? Like, what?
And this podcast game wide open.
Wide open. White people, man, they don't know what else to talk about. But niggas, I know y'all got some ideas. Okay. Yeah, so.
That's our show.
That's our motherfucking show.
We did good.
We sure did. Damn right. You notice there's a topic we haven't covered, which is around a lot of these sexual assault cases that have recently come out. But we're actually going to do that next week on just a full episode around what the fuck is wrong with y'all and how we can feed the men to the wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Yes, time.
If they not willing to go on their healing journey, it's...
Y'all gotta go.
It looks like it. Somebody getting fired.
Yeah. I was just thinking today when I woke up about how grateful I am to be in this part of my life because, over the course of the last 2 years, I essentially got migraines, like, every 2 weeks. Like, was constantly stressed out. Literally, when I was at one of my other jobs, after around the time that we had our staff retreat on a plantation, my hair had fallen. Like, one of my locks just, like, gave up. Just fell straight up out my head. Mm. And now my locks are abundant. I wake up every day excited about what I'm about to take on.
Skin looking like hot chocolate, man, according to the masses.
I'm trying really hard, guys. Yeah. Like, it's a little dry right now because this heat winter. Is on. Yeah, it's winter. But, yeah, I'm just grateful to be sharing this mic with y'all and to be sharing this experience with y'all, because I really do want as many Black people, especially Black women and femmes, to know that how we're treated in some of these workplaces is not the standard, especially if you're working in social justice spaces and progressive politics. Like, we need to get more comfortable with calling a spade, because at the end of the day, what does it mean if we get to the other side of freedom? If we're in pieces, if we're in shambles, if we're not emotionally well. And I was thinking about how a lot of us come to this work and come to wokeness because of something that has happened to us, or because for me it was poverty, and wanting to fix that and wanting to essentially work out of that trauma. But at some point we're going to have to stop and turn around and deal with what happened to us. And for the people who aren't doing that work, who are in leadership positions or who you're in community with, when they don't stop and do that work, they enact that shit on you.
Yep.
And it's not okay. And we need to make more, we need to make our spaces where we are requiring Black women to show up, where we're saying that we trust Black women, actually safe for Black women for the long term, not just short term.
Trans folks, queer folks.
Trans folks especially. Like,
overworking, underpaying us. In a system that already doesn't hire us, right. It's not fair.
No, it's not. And you don't get no cookies for hiring one trans person
and accommodate
to do trans work. Like, no, they need to be in the IT department, working the fucking front desk, providing political commentary on more than fucking Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sure they have something to say about economic injustice, Dreamers, all these other things.
Cis able-bodied folks actually should be practicing in these nonprofits to get out of the way.
Yep.
You know, learning these skills, learning how to carry out a mission so you can carry out something else.
Right.
You
move on.
Yeah.
Some of y'all need to move on.
Honestly, because leadership transitions are a problem in a lot of these organizations. Mm-hmm. Leadership pipelines are an issue. And yeah, there's a lot of folks who just aren't getting the skills that they need to make it in this world and moving on. Mm-hmm. Or like moving, not even just moving on, but like, creating more,
right.
Essentially. Creating more opportunities. Just really trying to be the special star in the galaxy.
Right. I don't even know how we got here, but it was just on my heart.
That's enough. That sounds like Black Futures to me.
So, Jasmine, what is your hope for Black Futures this week?
My hope for Black Futures is that we have labor that is first in service to our environment, ensures that people are cared for holistically. Our entertainment and culture is produced, created, owned collectively, as well as we don't have to compromise ourselves or our values to enjoy it.
So this week, my hope for Black Futures is, as we wrap up the year, welcome to Sagittarius season, motherfuckers.
The High Priestess of Black Joy birthday coming up.
And my hope for Black Futures this week is that we start working twice as hard for our actual selves and for our actual dreams. And not just to be accepted into spaces and industries that isn't even what the fuck we really want to be doing.
Okay.
That's my hope for Black Futures. My hope for Black Futures is that we give people more resources to figure out what their true passion is and allow them to do that. Mm. Yeah. Make room for it. Like that story around Angelica, like, she got whole ass fired from her job. And the only reason why she was working there is because she felt like she had to. Mm-hmm. She was good at accounting, but she was a writer. So I want people failing at something to get to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's valuable.
Mm-hmm. And Black excellence doesn't always look like going to go work for someone else or getting a degree or, you know, a lot of these things. It looks like just really investing in ourselves and believing in ourselves. Right. And just figuring out that that's enough. And my hope for a Black Joy mixtape is follow us on Instagram, Twitter at Black Joy Mixtape, and use the hashtag Black Joy Mixtape on Instagram, Twitter, and in everywhere else there's a hashtag that works.
And where can they follow you online?
Y'all can find me at Jazz On Your Mind on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
I'm just Amber J. Phillips on Twitter and Instagram, and you can follow me on Facebook as well.
It's that season. I think we should really talk about manifestations and all that other stuff, because, you know, it's the season where we are planning vision board parties, honey. You know, getting real clear.
And, I love a vision board.
Yeah, and me and Amber just really believe in strategy. Yes. You know, because a lot of people out here grinding and working hard, but one thing about it, if you are swimming against the current,
listen,
you is working real hard, but you is getting nowhere
fast. you're getting nowhere so fast. It's amazing.
And that's not a fate that we want to create.
All right, Jasmine, that's our show.
Yay.
Yay. Follow us, follow us, follow us. This is Amber J. Phillips, the High Priestess of Black Joy.
And this is Jazz, the King of the South.
And you just listened to the Black Joy Mixtape.
Hey, what it do?
Trying to lay the SmackDown raw like John Cena. Nigga, you well. Get a condom, cause I ain't trying to slip with no child. Speaking of slipping, how wet I get, bet you slip down the aisle. Spitting them pre-written vows with our fam in the crowd. Cause you enemy, and you put it into me. And your third leg got you looking like a centipede. Or maybe it's the Tennessee. Took shots to the head like a Kennedy. Got me thinking wild thoughts, I mean foul thoughts. Like remember that one time on the balcony when we both came together, felt like alchemy. My ex was cheating, sort of like the Atlanta Falcons beat. The Saints. And when it come to being one, fair warning, I ain't. I've been playing niggas since Snoop Dogg was signed to the tank. Switch them like Menudo. Let's get back to you though.